From all of us at WCCO, thank you so very much, Charlie Boone.
Hey, where did Jerry Burns learn all that Marine language from, Steckel?
Well, Jerry Burns has always had some of that, but he has been very upset with the media because he thinks his football team has done a pretty good job.
I can see Sid tomorrow night at the Ordway with the Ordway Big Band and Tony Sadler celebrating the New Year's Eve.
Are they still living here, Sadler and Young?
Tony Sadler, sure. Yeah. Up at Ogilvy?
Yeah.
Yeah, still got his home there.
Take it easy.
Okay, Sid.
Good to see you back, Charlie.
Thank you very much.
Tony Sandler actually has a show, I think, at the Women's Club. Sunday? It's tomorrow, right, Bill Pop? Yeah, Tony's still singing as great as ever. The famous international group of Sandler and Young. And Young went on to other things somewhere else. But Tony's still doing it. Jan Allen, one of my very favorite people here in the years at WCCO Radio. We had a good time, didn't we?
We sure did, and the feeling is mutual.
Look at that. Jan put this together, these lovely pictures. You'll all have to take a look at it. Memories, Real Radio WCCO. That is fabulous. How'd you do that?
Good. Well, you know, computer magic, digital photos. The hard thing is finding pictures, but once you locate them, you can play with them.
How's that family of yours? I remember when your daughter was just a little tiny girl and dimples, and she must have been about 3 years old.
She was born here at the station. I mean, she was born when I was at the station.
Sure.
And I remember Chuck Lilligren remarked that he gained more over lunch than she weighed when she was born. She was preemie, and she weighed 4 pounds and 6 ounces.
You know, Chuck Lilligren, he was the first one to make a comment on the web in all the beautiful comments that came through on the WCCO.com.
Oh, there's some wonderful tributes
aren't
to you,
there?
And they're all well-deserved.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to read some of them. Well, you made it a pleasure. It was a delight to have you here at WCCO, and the Royal Wedding was one of the highlights, and Roger sitting here. I was telling someone yesterday about Roger speaking at Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park, which is a famous place where all the people gather to talk and exclaim and declaim, and you challenged one of the speakers.
That's right, and we got it on tape someplace.
You played on Norske?
Yeah, well, this guy was up. He was talking, I don't know, about communism or something, how great that is. And so,
They can talk about anything
sure.
In Hyde Park.
You can say anything.
Free speech.
You can even complain about the Queen. If
sure,
you
know. Yeah.
But I had this tape recorder at my side, and I said,
I am a reporter here for the big wedding, and I'd like to know what the heck you're talking about there.
So this guy goes, well, I can say to,
oh, yeah, well, boy, in Sweden, we got the little socialism, but not that stuff that you got, for goodness
sake. You really
sake.
Unbalanced
yeah, they started
back and forth.
Arguing.
That was really fun.
That just is an example of how intelligent and creative you both are, because if you had come in as an American, it wouldn't have been usable. But using the Swedish accent, he couldn't say anything about America. I just remember he said, there was jam yesterday, and there's jam tomorrow, there's never jam today. And you looked at him and said, boy, he was really in a yam.
That was beautiful. That was so much fun.
And then I was there for a week getting everything ready, setting everything up, and what do? You want to go to the polo match, the one thing for which I could not get admission, and what do but sneak in through the members' gate wearing your ascot?
Well, I had to be there. And it was fun. And actually, a lady in a red dress was ahead of me in a car, and the police kept telling my cab to back off. It was Nancy Reagan.
Absolutely.
Really?
It was. I
yeah.
remember. And I had guides arranged, and as soon as you arrived, we split up, and I sent Roger one way with a guide and you another way with a guide. But we met on Clink Street, and who was our guide?
Roger.
Charles Rogers.
Charles Rogers. That's right. That's right.
You can't plan things.
That's where the prison is located, and that's how we found out how they call prisons clinks.
You're in the clink.
Yeah, in the clink.
Right.
Well, how about the big thing you got us into the day of the wedding and the big parade, where a very special hoity-toity place.
Oh, we had breakfast and, with the stars, and yeah. We were on a balcony overlooking the parade route.
And in all that confusion, you managed to say we were royalty, really.
That's right.
At least we had, well, it was Sir Charles Boone. Now, you aren't going to argue with Charles Boone in Britain, but Sir Roger Erickson, just, you know, it didn't quite make, well, we got in there.
That's right.
That was very good.
We made it in.
Boy, she's good.
It's the only time I've ever watched fireworks in formal attire. You know, we were at the dinner at the Grosvenor Hotel, then went out to the fireworks for the wedding that was set to orchestral music, and all the ladies and gentlemen in their tuxedos and gowns and everything, then went back in and had dessert.
You're bringing it all back for us. And then the studio is Larry Haig Jr. He was back home.
I have to say, he has always been the unsung hero, because he was on the phone with me the whole broadcast.
Constantly.
Queuing up every musical cue or whatever we needed, and he was there both days the whole time.
That was a little studio in Soho, was it not?
Mm-hmm. And there were people there from all over the world. There were languages being spoken that I had no idea what country they were from, but one out of every five people on the globe were listening.
I think we have that cut right here.
From all of us at WCCO, thank you so very much, Charlie.
Charles Boone and Roger Erickson.
There, there. Sir!
Sir Charles Boone and Roger Erickson.
No! Sir Charles and Sir Roger.
Sir Charles and Sir Roger.
No.
Sorry. Sir Charles Boone and Sir Roger Erickson.
A hint of music from the wedding, and this is from a rehearsal, and we'll hear just what it might sound like tomorrow.
Memory. That brings it back, doesn't it?
The British do it so well, the pomp and circumstance.
They really do. Is that the name of that song?
No. But do you think we should go over now and cover William's marriage to Kate Middleton? It's the least we could do.
You could come out of retirement for that, couldn't you?
I don't know if we could get Northwest Airlines to do that again.
Yeah, we talked them into us doing it.
But they had just started a direct flight to London, so that worked out
very
well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that other airline that bought Northwest. I don't know if they'd do it.
They might.
No, probably not. Hey, it's 6:43, and CCO temperature in our Twin Cities is 9 above. We're expecting the teens today, 14, 15, under cloudy skies. Little west breeze at 6 miles an hour. So good to see you, Jan.
I have enjoyed listening to both of you over the years after I left here, and I just want to say you have substance and style.
Well, can't beat that.
Wow.
Substance and style.
Got any more like that? That's very good.
Boone and Erickson on Charlie Boone's Last Day.
Hi, you Goldstein. Boy, I understand that our great friend Charlie Boone is retiring, and I had the great pleasure, the great gift of working with Charlie 1986 to 1992, and understand the real gift that he has been in partnership in those many years with Roger Erickson. What gift he has been to the community. He's the real deal. Loves this community and contributes so deeply. What a legacy, Charlie, you leave. This community loves you and adores you and will always be grateful to you. Thank you.
From all of us at WCCO, thank you so very much, Charlie Boone.
And now it's time for our next question. Dear Mr. Agony,
10 years ago, I sent my husband out for a loaf of bread, and he hasn't returned since. What shall I do?
Dear madam, don't wait any longer. Send out for another loaf of bread.
Hey, Charlie Boone here on a Saturday morning. We're kind of reliving some of the things in the past with Boone and Erickson, with all our friends here this morning. My goodness, Jen Allen, our producer at the Royal Wedding, she's here. Clay Kaufman, one of our great managers during the golden years, and Larry Haig Jr., who went on to be a star at Wells Fargo. And we have all kinds of people as they're coming in. There's Raj Erickson and Nick Nash. We're going to talk to Nick in just a couple of minutes. Dick Chapman, one of the great performers here on WCCO Radio, wrote a book when, you know the title, When CCO Was Cooking, is that it?
When CCO Was Cooking book, that's right.
I can't hear you.
When CCO Was Cooking book,
that
that's right.
That was it. How are you, Dick?
How about you? It sounds like a family reunion up there.
Boy, it is a family reunion. We're having a ball. You should be here. Where are you?
I'm in Florida, I'm sorry to say. But, boy, I sure would like to be there, see all those people. Why, you must think of all the people you worked with. Cedric, Jurgen, DeHaven, Viking, Halsey, Spies. And what was that guy's name, Roger? What was his last name?
Roger Axon. He's here. Say, you should come back where it's a little warmer than Florida.
Well, we're a little cool down here this morning.
That's what I understand. Degrees. What's the temp?
Yeah.
It's 9 above here.
I thought they were going to have to drag you out of there clinging to a microphone, Charlie.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, you almost outlasted Sid.
I was trying to outlast Sid, but no, I thought maybe Larry King would leave far beyond Sid, but Sid won't give up.
Well, give my regards to all those folks in the studio with you, but I have to say, Charlie, congratulations. You had an exemplary career, and most of it was at good old WCCO Radio, the best station in the industry.
Well, 52 out of 60 is pretty good.
Yes.
Say, listen to this. We got a little memory from years ago.
From all of us at WCCO, thank you so very much, Charlie Boone.
Well, in the metropolitan area, although, of course, in the Lake Minnetonka area, lots and lots of damage, and probably a lot of damage we don't even know about as yet.
It'll take some time, yes.
We want to remind people to stay indoors. Wind-driven objects are your greatest danger. And go to a storm cellar or basement if you can. The southwest corner usually is the safest. And take your transistor radio and keep tuned to 830. This is Studios Minneapolis, St. Paul, WCCO.
Remember that day in 1965, Dick?
May 6, 1965, the night the sirens blew. Incredible.
I think that won the station more awards for that performance. And that winter was a terrible snowy blizzard winter.
That's
and
right.
The spring was full of floods.
That's right.
And then tornadoes.
Yeah, well, you know, they swept the top three, the Sigma Delta Chi Award, Society of Professional Journalists, the DuPont Award, and, of course, the prestigious George Foster Peabody Award had never been done before or since. Probably will never be topped.
And I think Clay Kaufman was manager at that time. Oh, no, Phil Lewis was manager. That's right.
That's right, yes.
Because Phil went to New York with us when we received the award at the Pierre Hotel.
That's right.
Well, by golly, you're a part of this great organization, and you're part of the memories. And, Dick, I thank you because you were the guy that said, hey, you guys, Boone and Erickson, I heard you on the air the other day and sounded good. You ought to make a show of it. And you were the start of it all.
I have to admit that. I don't know what occurred to me, but you guys sounded good together, and I said so.
I know you did. And I've given you credit ever since.
And thanks to Larry Haig, smart enough to put you together.
Yep. Well, come on by and say hello one of these days, will you?
I will certainly try, yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Dick.
Bye-bye.
Oh, hi. This is Arnie Carlson. I had the privilege of growing up during the age of radio and truly loved it. But here in Minnesota, we had two legends that could compete with the nation's best, Charlie Boone and Roger Erickson. I doubt that there has ever been anyone that represented the best in Minnesota more than Charlie Boone and Roger Erickson. On this day of Boone's retirement, I can only say thank you. Thank you for being the finest.
Well, Arnie Carlson, former governor of the state of Minnesota. What a wonderful man.
Yes, indeed, Charlie.
I was privileged to have dinner with him a few weeks ago, and he's just as sharp and just as wonderful as ever.
Well, I feel like George Gobel would say, everybody else is in a tuxedo and I'm a brown shoe.
No, you'll never be a brown shoe, Denny Long.
I have to interrupt here to do a pest control commercial. Is that all right?
We need the money.
All right, we'll do that. Yeah, somebody's got to pay for the coffee here, right? Denny Long here for Laughlin Pest Control.
From all of us at WCCO, thank you so very much, Charlie Boone.
Hey, what happened to the worst jokes?
Well, we'll get to those after the news, which is coming up next on CCO and the Boone Erickson Saturday Show. Then Twins baseball. It's almost 6 minutes before 12 o'clock noon, 2:54 in your digital clock radio with 35 degrees this morning. And we're going to get the news right now. That was Ramsey Lewis with a bit of Spring High. WCCO Radio News, Charlie Boone reporting.
WCCO.
6:52 right now, actually. The correct time, 6:52 in your digital clock radio, and it's 9 above. And one of my very dear friends, Nick Nash, is with us this morning. And Nick?
Charlie?
Good to see you, sir.
It's always good to see you.
Thank you for coming down.
I wouldn't have missed it. In fact, as I said, I sang the Good Morning song on Highway 36, trying to avoid all the snowplow clearing equipment as I came in this morning.
Now, your background in radio, I know you have a PhD in education, but... Forgive me for that. No, that's okay. But you worked at, I suppose, one of our competitors, but one of the great public radio.
Yeah, I worked at Minnesota Public Radio for 8 years.
I think you were a program director?
I was.
Wow. And you wrote me one of the most outstanding letters I have ever received in all my years in radio.
Well, you said that, and you must not have a lot of friends.
No, I don't get much mail.
I did. I sat down and wrote from the perspective of somebody who'd listened to Boone and Erickson, somebody who'd worked in the business and observed you from a more professional perspective, perhaps. And then the real blessing was I got to know you.
That is a blessing.
And so out of all that came this letter written at the officially approved public radio length, I'm afraid.
Well, you can edit it if you want.
I have. Shall I read it now?
Please do.
Okay. Dear Charlie, like many, many others, I'm sad at the prospect that your warm, funny, and caring personality will not be a regular feature of our radio listening. In our cars, kitchens, basements, garages, offices, workshops, and yes, even in our bedrooms. I have some appreciation of what it takes to be superlative on-air talent. Beyond brains, imagination, creativity, and talent, there must be that singular commitment to being excellent every time the mic opens. To have met those standards for such a long time is an achievement of which most listeners may not be fully aware. But everybody in the business appreciates and admires what you have done. But wait, there's more. To have done all that you have and never lost touch with your listeners, to have retained the common touch, to have a clear sense of what we, the listeners, might be thinking or be concerned about is a second and not fully visible accomplishment. But your on-air achievements are just part of your legacy. Your work in the community, whether emceeing an event or reading for the visually handicapped, or any of the myriad activities in which you have been a participant and representative of CCO, well, it's been a great gift to all Minnesotans. Finally, Boone and Erickson has been a remarkable on-air partnership in the same league as Bob and Ray, but with a sensitivity for the heartland which made you our very own and nobody else's, and we loved it all. You might have come from New England, but you are from here. One of the unique aspects of radio is that it connects with listeners in a way no other medium does. I think of all of us who've listened over the decades walking around with shards of memories of this bit, that interview, those jokes. It's not immortality, but it is the next best thing, and I trust you shall continue to take satisfaction from all that you have done for and to us. Congratulations, very best wishes, and many, many thanks.
Thank you. From Nick Nash, formerly of public radio and a dear friend.
Indeed.
Yes. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
I wouldn't have missed it.
Oh, good. We have 9 above, and we have 6:56 on the digital clock radio, where you are in your bedroom, your kitchen, or wherever, in the car. And this is Charlie Boone on his final Saturday on WCCO.
Hey, Charlie. This is Sue Fraze Haven. Congratulations on your retirement. I have many fond memories from when I was your producer. Like the time Dr. Joyce Brothers put her makeup on when you were interviewing her, she was getting ready for TV. Or when we did the broadcast from Sweden and celebrated the crayfish festival, a bit too much. Enjoy yourself and your time with Carol. Now you can come visit us up north.
WCCO, now available crystal clear on 102.9 WLTE HD2, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
6:59 here on WCCO. We'll get the news from Bruce and the weather. And Roger Erickson here. It was fun to hear Sue Fraze, our former producer.
That was another trip that was interesting.
That's when...
going to Sweden for the Vikings
went,
game.
Göteborg.
Vikings played the Chicago Bears.
They did indeed.
In Göteborg.
Yeah, just like they're going to do tomorrow night.
Yeah, and she mentioned the crayfish. This was a special night in all over Sweden. And you go there and you eat these crayfish on this big...
And what were you drinking?
Well, that's part of the celebration.
No,
I thought it was something simple. And then when it came time for us to go, I tried to stand up.
That's what you were drinking. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Roger. Temperature reading at 10 above right now in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Good morning, Bruce Hogovic here, WCCO Radio News. A fire last night in South St. Paul. Actually, early today, we'll have details coming up on local news after CBS. This is WCCO, WCCO HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Time at the tone, 7 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nunn.